Rap Sucks Radio. Blah 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 blah.
The two is always the one that I can match for some odd reason.
Why do you do the 2-1?
Because sometimes I can't hear it over the headphones. Like sometimes I can't hear it in the mic. I have my Bluetooth headphones on. Yeah, so I don't have that.
Oh, you don't have the speaker. Okay.
Yeah, you guys are live. What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to each and every one of y'all. Kev, man, how was your day, bro?
It was good. Relaxing.
It's relaxing. Thanks. Really?
Seriously relaxing. Yeah.
You do an Easter egg hunt for the little one, or you guys in the house? Did you guys have... Now, I'm not sure if this is what they were doing, because I didn't, you know... I mean, I guess I didn't have a chance to ask. But I know the parks were closed today. Right? Or were you aware of that?
Aren't they closed every day?
Well, I guess, but I guess around that's the case, but I know that, okay. So, yeah, when I go outside, people are congregating in the parks for the most part. It's, you know, young folks or whatever. But today, there were helicopters, like, flying over. And I was like, okay, are they flying over to check to see if people are in the park? Because it was periodical. It wasn't like, you know, the ghetto bird searching for folks. It was like a periodical check. And I was like, that's odd. But it was only for a certain amount of hours. So I would assume that it would be all day otherwise. But did you guys have that? Did you guys have like helicopters flying over or anything like that?
Nah.
That was crazy.
They closed everything. Like we can't even, can't take the kid to the playground or anything like that.
Word up.
They got off, which is fine with me.
Yeah, fine by me too, actually. So yeah.
That's about the most boring part of being a father. Waiting for your kid to get finished at the playground.
which they're never finished. So there's that too.
That's brutal.
Yo. All right, well, let's jump into this discussion because, that's exactly what we're about to talk about. That's actually on our topic list. I was just going to mention RZA and Primo battle. So for those of you guys who do not know, DJ Premier battled RZA Saturday night, which was yesterday. And the series is called Versus. This was brought along, for those who don't know the backstory of it, by Swiss Beatz and Timbaland. They battled, and then they started curating battles to help people pass the time during the quarantine. So just to give y'all some numbers real quick, about 100,000 people logged into Premier's in IG Live, just ready for this battle. They were playing nothing but heat. Kev, did you check it out?
I for some reason I had the wrong time, so I missed the first hour of it. I tuned in an hour late.
Yeah. Okay. How long? I don't remember how long it went. Does anybody know how long it went?
It was supposed to be 2 hours. It was supposed to be 2 hours, but they kept going. So
okay, word up. Yeah. So do you have? I know Billboard did a sort of like a score, score.
Billboard magazine, your source for hip hop.
Yeah, exactly. So, winners, losers. Was it possible for anybody to win? They went for 3 hours. Quamel said, and it was 165,000 people. That's dope. That's actually really dope.
195.
I think
195. I was wondering if they broke 200,000 at any given point, but there was a lot of people through the course of the 3 hours or whatever it was,
jumping in and out.
Which is great, you know. Yeah, it's a good thing. It's positive. Everyone's a winner. We all won.
I think I could go for that. I do. It's interesting, right? Because I don't think a lot of people, and I'm talking cursory fans, really realized how much heat RZA came with. Like, I just think that I'll put it this way, and this is not a diss to anybody who's ever rocked with Primo, but a lot of times his beats outperform the rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know the Primo beat. We know the beat. You know what I'm saying? I could think of, like, Nas's Like, where it was a perfect blend, or Mathematics, where it was a perfect blend, or Boom, where it was a perfect blend. I could definitely throw some heat out there where Both Sides got down. I mean, even some Gangstar records, right? But we know Primo. What I thought was interesting was RZA threw down some heat, and we forgot that the beat itself was dope because the collective songs were always so good. That was the perspective I got from it. You know what I'm saying? That
Yeah, I think you're right. And just watching for the, I watched for about an hour. That was the encapsulation and crystallization of my reaction to it. I was trying to figure out what it was, because it's almost like Premiere is my native language,
right?
But RZA, listening to RZA, you know, speaking his language was like making me remember the beauty of that language. You know what I mean? It's not like anyone forgot. It's not like you could throw ice cream on and go, "Oh yeah, I forgot about that record." But when he threw it on, I was like, "Ah, oh, yeah."
Yeah,
like,
you totally forget. What up, Lucky Lou? Yeah. Lucky Lou, shout out RZA. He said RZA was fire. Yeah, man. The part of it that I did call, like I said, I literally slept on it. Like, I actually fell asleep. Not on the battle itself, but I ended up taking a nap around that time or whatever. But part of the battle that I did watch, and watching the actual list of songs that was played, I was just like, yo, I forgot. Like, not forgot. You just don't uphold RZA beats until you hear them. Then you go, yo.
Right.
Yo, yeah, that's crazy. That beat was crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think kind of what you were saying also a little bit more on that is that Primo a lot of times is the front man for some of those collaborations.
Yep, yep.
Where RZA, you know, he provided a nice bed for cats to rock on. And they were also, those records all came out in this just boom, boom series of records over this, you know, course of years, mm-hmm. that Wu was just so high on everybody's radar that they were also your favorite artist at the time. Like, Preem can do a record with someone like Royce, who I've always loved. But I don't think, when Boom came out, Royce had been making records for a little while, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I know they've been collaborating. And then Boom drops, and it's like, oh, right, okay, yeah, you know. And, like, Billboard even mentioned that, I think it was Billboard or something else I read, that, you know, one of the dopest records that he dropped was a record that never went gold or platinum. They were talking about Boom. Which I totally agree with.
Yeah.
You know, Crooklyn Dodgers, I mean, you know, the fact that Chubb Rock and, well, Chubb was a little bit older than the other guy, than J.Ru and OC when they dropped that record, but they all came with it, and that was one of the, when he dropped that, I was like, ah, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was dope. I mean, it sounded like an 8th generation cassette dub of whatever IG... It's IG88 or whatever it was supposed to be.
Yeah, a lot of DJs, and I want to keep a little bit going on the battle, but what I've liked most about the response to the quarantine is all the music that's being played on Instagram. And Instagram, I just feel like they're blowing an opportunity here. I'm pretty sure it's not their fault. I'm pretty sure it's not their fault. But the copyright fall off thing is just kind of, I think it's kind of stabbing them, you know, shooting themselves in the foot, while platforms like Twitch are trying to take them. Like, Twitch is trying to go. Like, yo, you can play anything you want here. It's just that when the replay happens, we're just going to blank it out. With all that being said.
Oh, okay.
That battle, I'm thinking of like other battles. I know that Teddy Riley and Babyface were supposed to be going down, and then Babyface, of course, diagnosed with the
Corona. Terrible. We talked so much trash.
I'm still, you know what?
You talked a lot.
I talked a lot of trash. And when Babyface recovers, I'm going to say, you caught Rona to avoid battling Teddy Riley, which you shouldn't. But
did you watch the Timbaland Swizz battle at all?
A small portion of it as well, yeah.
Because I wanted to. You did. So was their sound quality better?
It was all sort of the same.
Because I thought about it last night. It's like when I was watching this thing. It's like Instagram is not a platform that's made for, you know, on your phone for delivering quality sound. Like, for example, if you happen to listen to our podcast,
yeah.
You know, when the actual podcast, when it comes out tomorrow morning, it's going to sound, there's a reason these mics are in front of our faces. It's because it's going to sound a lot better.
Right.
But delivering the audio right now that you're hearing is horrible. I can speak for both of us that we both sound so much better than you're hearing right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but you accept, but here's the thing though. Lucky Lou said they both needed a lot of technical help yesterday. And here, this is kind of why I kind of went into this. Between the snapback folks, there's been a sort of a technical / philosophical debate on whether you should record or play your music in that particular way. You know what I'm saying? Some of the, like, it's divided. It's strongly divided. Some people are saying, yo, get the IG stream and you, I'm sorry, iRig stream and play your music using the iRig stream, right? Others are saying, yo, just put the speaker next to the monitor and do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Or put your phone next to the monitor speaker and do what you got to do. I just know that you accept that because you know that you're watching it on IG Live. You accept that. Right. You know what you're getting. So I didn't really get too heavy on the sound quality of the battle on any of this. You know what I'm saying?
It was, and yes, there's not a reason to. We're just making fun of it to be. I'm making fun of it to be jerks, but be a jerk. But RZA was literally like, it's like he had one aux cord in the house, and he was like, this is the first time I've ever done this, yeah, which I can totally identify with. You know, he was unplugging it between each one, so it was like the first time a dude did a DJ set or something.
Yeah, it really was. It was something to behold. But Lou is out here getting him. Quamel as well. Yeah, I was really sorry to hear about about Babyface as well, man. If you go back a couple episodes, I had a couple jokes about that battle in general. And I still really don't want to see a battle between Babyface and Teddy Riley. Like, I'd rather see, I think Quamel mentioned it as well, but Teddy Riley versus Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis would be hot. I've thought about a Jermaine Dupri versus battle, but I don't know who he would battle. Like, that I would care. Because I would not truly all the way care about Jermaine Dupri's beats. Although, I want y'all to... I have a homework exercise for y'all. Go back and listen to some Jermaine Dupri instrumentals. You'll be like, yo, actually, yeah. Some of them joints was kind of on point. But to me, he kind of
birthed a lot of... the stuff that has come out of the South, you know, that and that the pop side of things that has come out of the South. He really was part of that first generation, in terms of hip hop.
Agreed.
The thing that to me is why I realize that I don't care if it's Babyface versus Teddy Riley or Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis or whatever, is that one of the best things, sound quality is not a big deal. And I saw someone mention this specifically, is because we all know all those records already that they played last night.
Right.
You know them like the back of your hand, right? Even if some of them you like better than the others. But the one of the best things about it was just hearing them talk about making the records. And I think as it went on, they started to go into more detail about, you know, what was going on at the time, or why they did this, or why they did that, or because RZA's also a little bit, you know, I don't know if he's younger in age, but in his career was a little bit younger in development than Premier was. So to hear him talk about how Preem's beat had influenced something that he did in some kind of way,
did you see the
best part.
Did you see where Black Thought was like, "Yo, explain all this after the battle"? I just saw what you mentioned, Quamel, saying that it you know, we can find most all those records. I agree. It felt a little better than a nostalgia battle too, the parts that I watched. Like, it wasn't so much like I didn't feel because of what you explained, really, because they were both there and there was a little bit of explanation about the records, it didn't feel like this nostalgia moment where, oh, we're gonna go, you know, to listen to all the old hip hop songs. It was like, nah, like this. It felt different. It felt better than just hearing the records being played by DJs. It felt like, yo, this was a moment. And I think that will go down as a major historic hip hop moment. Period. 20 years from now, you know, a select group of us or a large group of us actually will look back and go, yo, remember that time? Like, that IG went off and there were these battles that, you know. So, yeah, it's a couple. I know that there were a couple of ideas. Strictly Cassette on Instagram, they kind of put together these flyers. And it was Alchemist versus Homie from Mobb Deep. Obviously not Prodigy. Havoc versus Alchemist. I thought that was kind of cool, although Alchemist, you know, doesn't seem like he's interested in that. But yeah, it's a couple of battles I would actually like to see. I could, you know, not coming up with him off the top of my head. I'd like to see Madlib battle. I'd like to see Madlib versus his brother. That would be fresh. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and at the end of the day, they're not really battles. Whatever. Yeah, it's I like the way people are using the platform. I thought about it the other day, and this is the time when, I mean, you know, we have nothing to do. And you could just put it on your phone and just leave it there.
Yep.
Lauryn Hill could win right now because she could show up 14 and a half hours late for a show. And it's not like you could just be doing the dishes or taking out the trash. It's not like you got anything else to do. No one would be upset if, you know, she could just do what she does. Show up 18 hours late to the show. No.
Yeah. Whatever. It wouldn't matter.
Just turn on her. Yeah.
Yeah.
She could just have her cat on the screen.
That sounds more like an Erykah Badu thing.
The other cat.
Yo, I wonder how Erykah Badu's perfume is selling right now. All right, let me throw this out. Actually, you know what? You know what, Kwamel? Who would Pharrell and Neptunes battle? I would like to see the Neptunes battle Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. That would be a battle to me.
Hmm.
I think that would.
Okay.
Those are the type of hits where you if you put them side by side, you could say, okay. Although I'm immediately biased towards Jimmy and Terry, like immediately. I'd like to hear those hits side by side and see what happens. So yeah, I'd like to see the Neptunes battle them as a production duo. That would be fresh.
You know what's not dope is all the people who are getting their feelings hurt because they're not being included.
Who's got their feelings hurt?
There's a few producers out there that.
Wow.
I'm done with that.
I'm done with that. We're gonna switch the topic up. Okay, so this is gonna be interesting because did you got a chance to read the rundown, right?
I did. So I hope you have something queued up.
All right, so first of all, second of all, I want to play a game here. And we're gonna see if the people in the chat, you know. So this game is called Believe It or Not. Alright. Believe it or not. So the thing
you
here
see, you're
is,
gonna get us kicked off.
Hey, that was just a cue. So the thing here is, do you believe this story or do you not? Because the internet is full of, you know, it's dark and full of terrors. So do y'all believe this story or not? Alright. I titled this story Right Back Like I Left Something. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Freeway. Woman turns up at her own funeral after her husband paid hitmen to kill her. This came out on lifeshared.com. This is old news. This was back in March of 2019, but someone posted this story and I was like, this is pretty crazy. And when I did look it up, there were other instances of this and I didn't really check them out. Like, I would look for this particular one because it turned out to be the most recent. But this has happened a couple times.
To other people, allegedly.
Wow. I didn't do any digging, so I just want to make sure everybody knows that I didn't research. So I don't know if any of those other stories are true or not, and I'm not sure if this one's entirely true. Although it is sourced quite a bit out there. The players involved in this are Belenga Kalala, that's the husband, and Noella Rukundo, that's the wife. They are both from Burundi, Central Africa, and he decided, reported by originally by The Lip TV 2, he decided that he was going to get rid of his wife. That's basically how the song goes.
They were too busy at The Lip TV 1?
Yeah, yeah. Who stole the original name? Well, there had to be a The Lip TV, then a The Lip TV 1, and then 2. So there's
Lip
three of
TV,
these.
The Ocho.
So, around the time Burundi, Central Africa was recovering from a bloody civil war, and Noella is a survivor of that war, and she fled to Australia where she met her husband. She was called back. She received a letter that her stepmother had passed. And since things had sort of settled in Burundi, she decided to fly back for the funeral. She decided not to stay with her family. Okay. And while she was at the hotel, she was approached and kidnapped by a group of men who were allegedly paid to kill her. So what they told her was, they have a code against killing women and children, which is interesting because they took half of the, they actually did half of the job. So so they confessed to her that they were trying to avoid her murder, and they informed Noella that her husband set her up. The kidnappers then let her go and told her husband that the job was done. He plans a funeral. He's standing outside mourning for his wife with her family and his family. She pops up. Believe it or not. That is the entire story. I summarized it. You can read it on Raps on RSR Podcast on our Facebook page. It's called RSR Podcast. So look for Rap Sucks Radio on Facebook. I'm going to post the story. It's going to go up tomorrow.
Kev, what's also, up? Be advised, in advance, be advised that this is the most painful thing to read ever. It is not very, because of death and kidnapping. It's written like a drunk 8-year-old wrote it.
This is the 8th grade writing assignment of the year.
And then what happened was,
summarizing this story was like, what am I doing right now? That was actually work for me right there, yo. So
it was crazy. So, but they were, so they are both originally from Burundi. Mm-hmm. They moved to Australia because of the, or at least she moved to Australia correct. Because of the civil war. He either did that as well or was already there.
Correct.
They met, hit it off, became married. She went home for a funeral, and that's when he decided that it was over.
And
the article does not get to any kind of reasoning behind it. Like, no. He had taken out a very lucrative insurance policy on her, or, you know.
Yo, a couple people in the chat, yes, that is a tough story, and it would be an interesting Hollywood movie, although Africans involved.
Get a different writer.
I'd imagine that this would not be what we'd want to see in Black Panther 2. With all that being said, this is an interesting story. So let me ask you this question, though. I just want to gauge the reaction, because it had to be closed casket, right? Like, well, it's not like he hired somebody to lay in the casket, right? So everybody had to assume that her body was in that casket. When she walked up.
You know, that's a really good point. He did not really follow through. His follow through is horrible.
Not yet. It was like, yo, we
so
got
So you're
her.
Just going to get, you just got, exactly. It's done.
Horrible follow through. Believe it or not, yo. Believe it or not.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it again. We're going to get canceled. All right. So, yeah, man. Anyway, yo, this has been Rap Sucks Radio. This is called the In Here Trippin' Edition. If you guys are familiar with Rap Sucks Radio, we normally, we formerly dropped one episode a week. We used to drop every Tuesday. Since the quarantine began, the lockdown began, we've been dropping every single evening at 8 o'clock. And we'll, if you don't catch us at 8, right here on IG Live, you can go to rapsucksradio.com tomorrow morning, and this episode will be up, as Kev said, in much better sound quality. We like to thank y'all for rocking with us. Believe it or not. My name is Trek Life. That's my homeboy, Kev Sakota. And on the count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3. Peace.
All right, greatest y'all. American hero.
The greatest. Believe it or not.
This may be our last episode.